How's it going, everybody? Andrew Zarian here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. on Saturdays with Jim Valley, and Sundays with me. Happy Sunday, everybody. Yesterday was the Royal Rumble. 6 p.m. start for that show, and it still ended late. That was a long Royal Rumble. One winner that I expected, another one that I did not. Very surprised by the men's Royal Rumble winner. We're going to talk about all of this. Interesting key moments from the show last night. You know, I got to tell you, I like how they've done this now. You know, the fact that you have two Rumbles instead of one. You have the men's and you have the women's, and that kind of saturates the entirety of the show. So it kind of balances things out for you because you get one, obviously, first, and then you get two quick matches, and then you're right on to the other Rumble. You don't have this long, drawn-out period where everybody's just waiting for the Rumble to happen. I think it's interesting how it's changed since they added the Women's Rumble. But we're going to talk about this. There were a lot of interesting decisions made. Some I really liked, some I did not. Some uh-oh moments during the men's rumble. We'll talk about that. Drew McIntyre very upset, apparently. PW Insider reported that he was fuming when he got to the back. And he had a lot of choice words about a specific person in that rumble having to get his stuff in and messing up his moment. We're going to talk about that. Obviously, AEW Collision was also last night. We got a couple of things out of that. We're going to talk about that as well. I'm going to try to go through this as fast as I can. A lot of names to announce. A lot of things happened last night. This is the road to WrestleMania. This is the road for AEW going to Revolution. We're going to have this and a whole lot more. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Do me a favor. Follow me on X at Andrew Zarian. I do a whole lot of other things as well. I do like four shows a week when I feel like it. This was an interesting rumble. You know, big crowd. They announced like 70,000, but the truer number was closer to 65. During the press conference, did you see Triple H said that there was 70,000 whatever people in the building, and they put a graphic up for 65,000 instead?
Hi, yes, I have it on there.
You have that on there, great. So pretty much a story here was it started up with the Women's Rumble. Now, they also had like a forever pre-show. I went to the movies. I took my kids to the movies yesterday. I got back home, and I'm like, I got like 30 minutes. We went out to lunch. I got like 30 minutes before the Rumble starts. It wasn't even 5 o'clock. That pre-show was a long pre-show. Started at 6 o'clock, ended around, what, 10:40?
Almost 11, yeah.
Almost 11.
A little after 10:30, yeah. Which is the same time that the normal pay-per-views used to end back in the day.
The normal, yeah. The normal pay-per-views back in the
when
day.
They were on-demand services, right?
Yeah, so I thought it was, I actually liked the Rumble. I thought it was interesting. There were a lot of things I did not like, but we'll go into that. So the story was, it began with the Women's Royal Rumble match. That match went on for 1 hour and 10 minutes. Big note here, Charlotte won the Rumble. You know what was very telling to me here, right? Outside of the in-ring action, the fact that nobody knows who these people are and whose themes belong to who. And it's not the talent that they don't know who the talent is. They can't identify who it is based on the music. The music is atrocious. And it's bad for the men as well. It's really evident for the women.
Yeah, it really showed up here, especially some of the NXT girls or the people that Brian brought this up on Brian and Vinny's show today or yesterday.
Last night.
A lot of these girls are in factions, so they come out to the faction music, not their own. So you don't know who they are.
You don't know who they are.
Yeah, and that's a problem.
It's really bad. Listen, it's a nitpicky thing, but when people are just sitting there on their hands and they have no idea who it is, and the only people getting pops or getting a big reaction are people like Alexa Bliss, which Alexa Bliss did return, and she got a humongous reaction. Nikki Bella returned, got a humongous reaction.
Trish Stratus was in there.
Trish got a huge reaction. Charlotte got a huge reaction. Look at the Women's Rumble here. It started out with Io Sky and Liv Morgan. Roxanne Perez was number three. She is tiny.
She's under five feet.
She's incredible. Yeah. No, she's incredible. Mm-hmm. But even her, right? She's the star of NXT. They didn't recognize the music. It wasn't until she walked out and they're like, oh, wow, it's Roxanne Perez.
I mean, I did, but I watch NXT.
NXT every week. Yeah. Out of the 70,000 people in the building, how many of them?
Maybe 10. Yeah. You got to wonder. You got to pare that down.
Maybe,
I wonder.
10,000 people. I don't know. You got Lyra Valkyria that followed at number four, followed by Chelsea Green, which was a huge star in this Rumble.
She's so over, and I almost can't put my finger on why. You know, she's a different character.
She's a good character. B-Fab followed her, Ivy Nile, Zoe Stark, Lash Legend. So this was, you know, like, even like Ivy Nile and Zoe Stark, like, the music, man. It's the music. Lash Legend, Bianca Belair, Shayna Baszler, Bayley, Sonya Deville, Maxime Dupri. She got beat up by everybody. Naomi, Jada Parker, Piper Niven, Natalya, Jordynne Grace with a huge reaction. She looked incredible. It is unbelievable the transformation Jordynne Grace has made physically, in the ring, personality.
Like, 6 years, yeah.
That is somebody that really, you work hard and you could get there, you know? Great example of that. Mitchin, Alexa Bliss came out of 21. That was a big moment. She came out with the doll.
Kind of a hybrid of her different characters. It was kind of
It's so funny. Dude, last night people kept messaging like, why is she coming out with the doll? I'm like, because they sold out on those. They sold so many of those dolls. Zelina Vega was 22.
That was a hint she was coming back, that at the store they had those dolls back.
Yeah. Zelina Vega, 22. Candice LeRae, 23. Stephanie Vicaire, 24. Trish Stratus came out at 25. She looked incredible. Raquel Rodriguez, Charlotte Flair, Julia, Nia Jax, and Nikki Bella at 30. This was, it was a nice mix of people in that Rumble. It was a nice mix.
Can I tell you one spot I don't like?
Which one?
I'm kind of over it at this point because I've been watching it for 40 years.
Yeah.
The Andre the Giant, big man, bowling ball spot where they just break out.
That thing?
That thing where they break out and they all fall down like bowling pins. And it's like, you know, that's not, come on. I've never really liked that spot. I guess when Andre did it, it worked better.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. Yeah. You got, so here's the ending, right? 26. You got Bayley. Bayley eliminated Nikki Bella. Julia eliminated by Roxanne. Actually, 25. Let me go back here. Bianca Belair eliminated Nia Jax. Liv Morgan eliminated by Nia Jax.
There you go.
I'm sorry. Here we go. I'm so sorry. The font is so small, and I can't see.
I couldn't fit it on the screen.
You can't fit it on the screen. Bianca Belair eliminated by Nia Jax. Then Nia eliminated Liv Morgan. Julia was eliminated by Roxanne Perez. Bayley was eliminated by Nikki Bella. Then Nia eliminates Nikki. Charlotte eliminates Nia Jax. And the final two, it's Roxanne Perez and Charlotte Flair. And Charlotte eliminated Roxanne Perez. She is the winner of the Women's Royal Rumble.
I got to tell you, Roxanne Perez really looked strong here. I didn't think that she would be the one, but they were all about elevating styles. One thing I took, too, is they're all about elevating people up a notch from where they were. So she's probably coming up to the main roster.
I mean, I would say she really, they really elevated her. Obviously, Nikki's back, and she'll probably do something at WrestleMania. That's a program maybe for Bayley. Charlotte, I don't know who Charlotte should go after.
We were arguing about this in our little text thread. I said it should be Tiffany, and I think, and you guys said it on Mad Men the other day too, that
it should be Tiffany. I mean, we saw Rhea and her,
right?
And
it was a great match, and they could run it back, and it'd be excellent again.
Yeah.
But you want to do something new and make a star out of Tiffany Stratton? Because
I think you definitely can make a star out of Tiffany Stratton. I mean, listen, Charlotte looked good. You could see that her knee brace was on. She was locked in there. But if she stays healthy, you know, she's a great addition to that roster, and a lot of the younger talent will work with her. You know, you have people like Roxanne Perez and Tiffany Stratton. I thought this was a fine Rumble. It was slow in the beginning. There were a couple weird moments, but I thought that it was fine. No major surprises outside of Alexa Bliss coming back, obviously, which a lot of people anticipated, and Nikki Bella being number 30. What I found strange was that they were mentioning AJ Lee on the pre-show. They mentioned
it was being
her.
Brought up by the fans. The fans,
but
were
no,
chanting,
on commentary, they brought it up. They acknowledged it and it set an expectation for a lot of people. And when she didn't show up, people were very upset. We're going to talk about this and a whole lot more. We got the Men's Rumble and two other matches to break down here. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Let's pick up where we left off. So a big part of this Rumble was video package after video package after video package. They stalled so much with everything had a break. Everything had a commercial. If they had sped this up, I mean, the show would have been over at like 10 at least. 7, 8, 9, 10. It was 4 hours and like 40 minutes. Very long show. You had a 2 out of 3 pinfall match, DIY against Motor City Machine Guns. I don't know. I didn't think this needed to be a 2 out of 3 pinfall match. I thought the first pin was great.
The fake pin? The fake?
The fake tag. That was great, and that's how it should have ended. That should have been the final pin. But DIY won. They kept the titles. The Street Profits would get involved and cause a distraction. So they're involved in this. Commentary did okay job trying to explain why the Profits would cost Machine Gun Kelly. No, that's a rapper. Motor City Machine Gun. Why they
thought
would
this
cost
was a little
match.
It was a lot of mental gymnastics to explain why they did it the way they did it, because they attacked both teams. Michael Cole had to go, no, they want to take the titles off of them and not them. And, you know, and I'm like, oh.
I'm like, okay, but why does it matter? You know, you think you could beat the team that beat the other team now? Wouldn't you want the team that I don't know.
I was expecting a way better match out of those four, and it just kind of got lost somehow.
I think the 2 out of 3 pinfall thing, if this was a straight up match, it would have been an excellent match. They gave them 14 minutes also, so for a title match. Mm-hmm. So that was, it was fine. It was okay. I really liked that first pinfall. And then it was just fine after that. This was followed by a ladder match. Cody, Kevin Owens, they played a long video package explaining everything here. I got to tell you, this was interesting. In the beginning, some people, it's a tough spot to be in. Okay? It's a very tough spot. The main event is the Rumble. So most of the people there are just waiting for that main event. They're fine with the Women's Rumble because, again, that's a Rumble. You're there for a Rumble. So there were moments in the beginning of this match that it was, strange, the crowd reaction. But then they woke up. I mean, they did some crazy, crazy spots in this match. Kevin Owens was bent in half. Cody took that, the Fisherman.
The Fisherman Buster? Oh,
he
God.
He took that Fisherman Buster on that ladder.
That hurt him. You could tell that hurt him.
Yeah. Well, and Kevin took a backdrop on one of the ladders. And the way he landed, how could he have not been hurt?
And then Alabama slammed to end the match, where he went into the steps.
Into the steps, ladder, yeah. And then he was bleeding everywhere. He was bleeding everywhere. I don't know what he did there. I don't know where that blood came from. But he was bleeding everywhere. Cody took forever. He climbed that ladder. He got both titles. So are they continuing this Winged Eagle title belt, or is that gone now?
Supposedly it's gone. We'll see if there's more story about it.
Yeah. So
the whole thing was
gone.
That Cody wanted to get it back because he allowed him to take it in the first place.
And poor Cody.
That was
poor
the whole
Cody.
Story.
All he wanted was that title belt. That's all he wanted since he became champion. I mean, really, like all he wanted was a program with the old Winged Eagle. He was advocating to bring that back. And he didn't even get to wear it. He wore it once. What a Saturday night's main event, and that was it. That poor guy. So, Cody's the winner. Cody's a champion heading into WrestleMania. Gunther's a champion heading into WrestleMania. There was an interesting moment where Gunther was being interviewed in the back, and he said, I can't wait to find out who challenges Cody.
Because no one wants to face me. No one, that's, yeah. That. I liked that.
So going into this Rumble, who was your favorite to win?
I was leaning towards CM Punk, and obviously John Cena, and the other one, and Roman Reigns.
And Roman.
Those were like your three.
Those are your three. Well, you did not get any
of those.
Which
were all obvious.
Which were all obvious.
Right?
So the Rumble began with Rey Mysterio coming out at number one and Penta coming in at number two. You know, Penta was a little nervous. This is a guy that's never done a Rumble.
He settled down toward the end, though. But yeah,
he was...
For a while there, he was kind of lost.
He was... Mm. You know, it's not the easiest thing. There was a spot between Rey and Penta where Penta went over the rope and was going to skin the cat, but I guess he hit.
Mm-hmm.
He hit both feet.
Mm-hmm. And they covered up the best they could.
And Brian described it the best that a dad can, okay? And I'm going to use the same explanation. When your kids are playing Floor is Lava and both feet touch and they jump up to, no, both didn't touch. I didn't touch the ground. I've never seen a leg get lifted so fast. Also, WWE did not play a replay of this.
Right.
So.
And then they did the thing on commentary, which you see in football a lot, where the commentators debate it like it's a replay. I don't know if we caught it or not. They did something similar to that. So to make it like more real. And in the end of the day, I think they covered up enough.
No, they covered it up enough. There was another moment that everybody, they did like a four-corner skin the cat. Did you see that? The four-rope skin the cat?
Yeah.
And Penta didn't?
Penta missed it, yeah.
Penta missed it. Listen, he's getting used to it. It's going to happen. He was in there for a long time, over 30 minutes he was in that Rumble.
He was doing had good teamwork with Roman Reigns. Of all the people to work with Roman as a teammate, it was him.
Yeah, Chad Gable come out third. Carmelo Hayes fourth. This is when it picked up. It started picking up around now. Santos Escobar. Now you got a full mix here. A lot of lucha. A lot of lucha was happening.
You see what I told you last night?
It was like the first hour of Nitro with everybody moving a million miles an hour.
WCW.
Yeah, everybody's fast. Look at, I mean, even Chad, right? Because Chad does great with that stuff. But Carmelo Hayes, Santos Escobar, Penta, Rey Mysterio. I mean, these are fast dudes, you know? I thought it was great. Otis comes out. Otis and Chad go at it. Former teammates. Braun Breaker now comes in.
Oh, this is weird, really.
You know, this guy, I think if you're talking best showing in this Rumble, right? There's two people. It's him and it's Jacob Fatu. Would you agree with that?
I would agree.
Most valuable players, those would be the MVPs.
There's another one that's more obvious that we'll get to when we get there.
But. Yeah. Braun Breaker comes out at number 7. Akira Tozawa is coming out at number 8. And Carmelo Hayes is eliminated at this point. And they cross paths, and he just clubs him from behind, Carmelo.
Mm-hmm.
Tozawa's out on the ground. And, you know, this is the guy that wrestles all the time and gets beat up all the time. And one forearm to the back took this man out. And they had to freak out and find a replacement. And Aisho Speed is picked. Who is Aisho Speed, you ask? He's a YouTuber. He's a streamer. Enough.
So they were letting him stream this, by the way.
By the way, I have no idea who Aisho Speed is. I only know because my son knows who he is because my son likes Ronaldo. And he goes, oh, no, he's Ronaldo's friend. He does the Ronaldo thing. Ooh, whatever that thing is that he does. He does that. And everybody knew that he does that because he did that in the match. And people knew it. Here's the best spot.
So he was, well, he was live streaming this. And
he was from the back.
He was talking with Stephanie the whole time. And then when Triple H goes, we need a replacement, and he goes, go. It just
so obviously he was in there for like a
staged
second.
Some of it, yeah. But the spot is Braun Breaker breaking him.
Braun Breaker. So Aisho Speed does his like a taunt, right? He's like taunting, and he's looking at the hard cam. Braun Breaker does he bounces off the ropes, which I love that spot, by the way. The crazy just running back and forth at full speed. This guy goes a million miles an hour, bounces off the rope, bounces off again, and spears Aisho. He broke this man in half.
Literally.
He laid in on that spear so heavy, killed him. Number 9 is Sheamus. Jimmy Uso, number 10. Andrade, 11. Jacob Fatu at 12. Kaiser at 13, The Miz 14. Say his name and he'll appear. Number 15, Joe Hendry, got a big reaction. TNA World Champion. Came out with the TNA title. This, look at this combination here. You ready? This they decided, okay, we're gonna heavy load everybody in.
Yeah, from 16 on was
16
all
on.
Like, stars.
They heavily loaded this whole thing. We're going to break it down when we come back from break. But you had Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre, Finn Balor, Nakamura, Jey Uso, AJ Styles, Braun Strowman, John Cena, CM Punk, Seth Rollins, and Dominic Mysterio. Back to back to back. Sami Zayn, Damian Priest, LA Knight, and Logan Paul. When we come back from break, this is the story of the Rumble right here and what they did. Some I really liked. Some I did not. And I don't know if that was by accident because it got clunky or it was by design. When we come back, we're going to break this down for you. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Let's pick up where we left off. Joe Hendry comes out to a huge reaction. Then you got another mega reaction. I mean, the audience hadn't even marinated. They hadn't even settled after Joe Hendry. Roman Reigns comes out, huge intro. Takes him 45 minutes to get down to the ring. Then he got Drew McIntyre. Finn Balor came out to a new theme.
That was odd.
Yeah.
Like, who's this coming out?
Mm. Who is this Finn, coming out?
Huh?
But even like the guys, right? Like even the guys that were coming out. It was some are great, some are terrible. Actually, you know what I don't mind? The Penta one. I don't mind the Penta theme.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Finn Balor, Shinsuke Nakamura comes out. He looks insane. Jey Uso, big reaction. The return of AJ Styles, a lot smaller than his last return. That size is not sustainable. AJ comes out to his old theme. He's back. Braun Strowman at 22. 23, John Cena for his final Royal Rumble, followed by CM Punk, Seth Rollins, Dominic Mysterio, Sammy, Damian Priest, LA Knight, and Logan Paul.
So the other one that I think was a star eliminator was an obvious one was Roman Reigns. I think he had the most eliminations. I think he had 5.
Yeah, Roman. So
you kind of control the back end of that.
I got to tell you, you know, when you looked at this, when I'm looking at two people that were made here, Bron Breakker and Jacob Fatu, that interesting combination. You know, I like the back and forth between Bron Breakker and Roman Reigns. They had a nice back and forth. Roman eliminated Braun. Look at the eliminations here. Roman Reigns eliminated The Miz, Sheamus, Joe Hendry, Bron Breakker. Was that it? I think so.
There should be two more.
Is there two more? Maybe.
I thought there was.
CM Punk eliminated Roman, Seth. That he threw them over.
That's
he was
when
eliminated
it got,
by Logan
oh,
Paul.
That's when it, we had a setup for a Mania match right there.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, but something weird happened here. So Drew was eliminated by Damian Priest. Damian went to clothesline both Jey Uso and Drew McIntyre. It was the most anticlimactic exit for a big name. Allegedly, this is the story being reported by PW Insider, that he went to the back and he was fuming. And he made comments about how somebody, you know, he had to get his stuff in, and it was, he was angry, and he left before the show concluded. I have no idea if that's true. I don't know who he's talking about. You could speculate based on what you saw prior to his elimination. I don't know if that's what he's upset at. There was a weird thing between LA Knight and Logan Paul, and they kind of got in the way. So, who knows? It happens. Listen, it's a complicated match. Damian Priest looked really good here. He was eliminated by LA Knight. LA Knight then eliminated AJ. He was eliminated by AJ Styles. AJ was eliminated by Logan Paul. Seth was eliminated by CM Punk. So here's this breakdown. And it got strange here. You know, it kind of sucked the energy out of the room, because I think a lot of people in that building were hoping for like a final four standoff, right? And
expecting
or final six between CM Punk, you know, CM Punk, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, John Cena, maybe Damian Priest, maybe AJ, whoever, Logan Paul, whoever. We didn't really get that. It went really quick because Punk eliminates both Seth and Roman. Part of the story was that Seth and I can't read my notes. I have to now zoom in like an old man. Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins had this two-man power trip going. I thought we would see this. I thought we would see this happen. It didn't happen. Punk eliminates both Roman and Seth and immediately gets eliminated by LA Knight. Then they go at it on the outside. Roman and Punk and Seth. Seth nearly murders Roman Reigns by a two-foot stomp on his head by mistake.
I wouldn't be surprised if Roman got concussed.
I don't know. I don't know, but the doctors ran immediately.
He looked woozy when he was walking to the back.
I mean, he's a good seller, so that could be it.
Well, that too, yeah.
So at this point, you have Logan Paul, John Cena, and Jey Uso. Everybody knows John Cena's winning. Logan Paul gets eliminated by John Cena. Final two is Jey Uso and John Cena. And man, you know, Cena is really good at a lot of things and not good at a lot of things. And one of the things he's incredible at is the goofy, those, you know, he's teetering.
Where he had one foot. He was
woozy. Like, yeah. He's so good at that. The big over the top. Because remember, who are you selling for? Not people in the front row. You're selling for the people all the way in the nosebleeds. And did you see those press shots?
Yeah.
Where media was? Mm-hmm. I mean, those were that building is huge. Not that WWE, you know, stiffed these people. Just, it's a big building. You're paying for the experience at that point. John Cena gets eliminated by Jey Uso. Jey Uso is the winner of the Royal Rumble. You know what?
Actual shock.
Actual
surprise.
Shock. I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad.
No, I ain't either.
I'm not upset at it.
Elevate someone new.
You know what?
Into that main event picture. There
you
go.
You did what the Royal Rumble is intended to be. Anybody could win. Anything could happen. Is Jey Uso the right person to win this? Is he the one that I thought would win? No. Is he the right person? Probably. Could be. Depending. But it was nice to see I like it when it's a surprise, when I don't anticipate it, and I don't mind who won. It wasn't, I'm going to throw Randy Orton, right? What's a better win, Randy Orton or Jey Uso? Give Jey Uso a chance. Let's see what he could do.
Yeah. Now, there's a big picture coming out of this, and I'll ask you, I didn't put it in here, but I'll just say, give me like three or four matches for Mania.
I don't know because I'll tell you.
We still got Elimination Chamber.
We still have Elimination Chamber. And if you were to really look at this, right, what was set up here was the Elimination Chamber match. So who's going to be in that? Cena, Roman, Punk?
Well, Cena already said it. So
okay, and yeah.
Triple H said,
Roman in it? Is Punk in it? Is Seth Rollins in it? Is Drew McIntyre in it? Is Logan Paul in it? You know, you could do something interesting here.
My brain went immediately to a three-way between Roman, Seth, and Punk. I don't know if that's – we'll see. But you're right. Probably Elimination Chamber.
Maybe Elimination. Maybe a three-way. I don't know. But here's the other part. Who does Jey Uso challenge? Most likely Gunther.
He mentioned Gunther in the presser.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
– And Cena is going to challenge – Cena will win the Elimination Chamber and challenge – Cody?
See, I think it's going to be Logan Paul is going to be seen as opponent at Mania based on that elimination. That guy's good.
Oh, my God. You know what? He really is. He doesn't look like he looks like he wrestles. You know, he doesn't look like he's a celebrity.
Like he's been wrestling for 10 years.
Yeah. So during the presser, John Cena said that he will be competing in the Elimination Chamber still to get his match at WrestleMania. I mean, you can't do that. You know, you could have him not win and not challenge for the title and have, you know, Punk still win and go for, you know, Cody or Roman goes for some. I don't know. You could still do something. I don't think it really matters at this point because, you know, these are such big names. You could put them anywhere. Jey Uso says that WWE trusts him now and that he won't let them down. Jey also said that he didn't know who he would challenge for the title, but he seemed to hint it would be Gunther. Jackie Redmond gave an update on Cody. So this was bizarre. Jackie Redmond gives an update on Cody and said that he will not take part in the press conference because he's injured and they don't know if he's going to be available, but he'll be at SmackDown. Then Triple H said there were no injuries, no notable injuries. Then Triple H said that the attendance was 70,347, but they showed an on-screen graphic of 65,470. He credited Pat McAfee for tonight's show, said that he was an integral part of WWE now. WWE also announced during the show, Evolve is back. Gabe Sapolsky's Evolve, which I was a resident of here in Queens whenever they would come here to La Boom, the Latin nightclub on Northern Boulevard here in Queens and Woodside. It's back. And it's going to be premiering on Tubi. They showed a brief commercial for it. So it's the NIL people.
Yeah,
and
it's the real developmental.
NXT is not developmental anymore because they're on network television, so you need it to be developmental. Interesting time slot. It's debuting March 8th at 8 p.m., which is a Wednesday. So this is a Wednesday 8 p.m. show on Tubi. What did you make of this Rumble now? Give me your star rating for the men's Rumble.
Oh, my star rating for the men's Rumble?
3.75?
Probably that. Yeah, 3.75.
Not bad.
Four. I was thinking 4.
Maybe 4.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
This
it was
one
fine.
Was better. This was the first year in like two that the men's Rumble was better than the women's.
The men's Rumble was better than the women's, but I there were so many things that they could have done that weren't. You know what they did really poorly? The teases, right? So, like, Penta would get into... I'm just giving an example here. I don't even remember if this happened. Penta gets into CM Punk's face. And that's the first time they've seen each other, right? And before they could beat each other up, they get interrupted. They did that spot so much. Yeah. So much. And there was never a return back to it. The other thing in the Women's Rumble, everybody did a kip up. Everybody does kip ups now. Same spot over and over again. So there were a number of those. I liked it. I thought it was a good show. I thought it was a fun show. My kids loved it. They had a blast. And this is what matters for the Royal Rumble. You want to introduce someone to professional wrestling? Or you have a spouse that doesn't really love it, just tolerates it? Put on the Royal Rumble. Everybody will have a great time. It's a really, really fun way to introduce someone to professional wrestling. And listen, this is a spectacle. 65,000, 70,000 people in that building for the Royal Rumble. This is a very different product. The days of this being at the at Madison Square Garden or at, you know, any UBS arena or any indoor arena are gone. This is a stadium show now. Most WWE shows are now being sold as stadium shows, any important show. Fascinating, fascinating time. That's a big building they were in Indianapolis. Fascinating. Final segment when we come back. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Final segment of the show. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. You know, it's hard to space this out when you have the Royal Rumble and it was such a long show. But we also had Collision last night. I was able to rush through it this morning to watch, but a couple of quick notes here, because we only have a couple of minutes. Big story was that Cope cut a promo on Jon Moxley, challenged him for the world title at Revolution. And this is going to get very interesting, because you take the title off of Jon Moxley, you end the Death Rider experiment. Should Cope with the title? Should Cope win it? And then Christian cashes in, and that becomes a different story, different title match. I don't know, but that was a big story here. You also had Max Caster, open challenge with Roosh. All right. Swerve and Ricochet had an interview backstage. They went back and forth. They're continuing that story before they go back to Bobby Lashley for Swerve. Toni Storm came out. She said she spent the last 6 weeks playing Toni Storm, and no one caught on because she's that good of an actress. She was embarrassed and ashamed when Mariah turned on her, but she rebuilt herself. Megan Bain officially in AEW. And main event was a Mid-South street fight between FTR and the Death Riders. FTR defeated the Death Riders in that match. You know, they had tough competition, and it's always difficult when they do that. But they put on a decent show. I definitely recommend checking it out. AEW Grand Slam is now listed to air at 10:30 p.m. after NBA weekend coverage on Saturday. There's more to the story about time slot and the thinking here. 10:30 p.m. Eastern, that Grand Slam in Australia is going on. I don't know what to make of that. I get why, but bad timing for everything. Guys, we're out of time. We'll be back next week with another Wrestling Observer Live. See you next time, guys. Take care.